This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with the railway network. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge today in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, he said the development projects will provide fresh momentum to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir and are a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower. He described Jammu and Kashmir as the crown jewel of India, adding that Chenab and Anji Bridge will serve as a gateway to prosperity for Jammu and Kashmir.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम भारत की एकता और भारत की इच्छा शक्ति का विराट उत्सव है। माता वैष्णो देवी के आशीर्वाद से आज वादी कश्मीर भारत के रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ गई। माँ भारती का वर्णन करते हुए हम श्रद्धा भाव से कहते आए हैं, कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है।
The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and Anji Bridge, which is India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, are part of the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link, USBRL. The Prime Minister also flagged off Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar Vande Bharat Express after visiting Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station as part of his visit to Jammu and Kashmir. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate to 5.75%. According to RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the decision is in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for consumer price index inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth.
After having reduced the policy repo rate by 100 basis points in quick succession since February 2025, the MPC also decided to change the stance from accommodative to neutral. From here onwards, the MPC will be carefully assessing the incoming data and the evolving outlook to chart out the future course of monetary policy in order to strike the right growth-inflation balance.
The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled from August the 4th to 6th this year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to the Central Asian nations for their continued support to India and their condemnation of the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam. Addressing the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India remains the trusted development partner for Central Asian countries. He underscored that trade, economic and investment ties between India and Central Asian countries have strengthened significantly over the last decade.
Our cooperation with Central Asian countries received a quantum boost with Prime Minister Modi's back-to-back visits to all five Central Asian capitals in July 2015. Trade, economic and investment ties between us have strengthened significantly over the last decade. We are well connected by multiple direct flights. Our enhanced connectivity facilitates greater two-way tourist flows and businesses.
The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations, NBE, to hold the NEETPG 2025 examination on August the 3rd, 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for June the 15th. Shares of Tesla have seen a stock slump amid public feud between US President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk. At Nasdaq exchange, Tesla's shares wiped out nearly $150 billion from its market cap, its biggest single-day loss in value ever. And with that, we end this news bulletin.